Imagine walking into a building where life-size Lego figures greet you and creativity flows through every corridor. This is Pixar Animation Studios, not just a workplace, but a laboratory of imagination that transformed animation forever. Creativity Inc. reveals how a small computer company became an unstoppable creative force through deliberate culture building and fearless problem solving. What's most fascinating isn't just Pixar's string of blockbuster films, but the systematic way they protect and nurture creativity. Behind every seemingly effortless Pixar story lies years of struggle, failure, and relentless refinement, proving that creative excellence isn't accidental, but cultivated through intentional practices anyone can learn. In the early days of computer graphics, the field consisted mostly of crude geometric shapes on monochrome screens. The journey from those primitive beginnings to creating the world's first fully computer-animated feature film wasn't straightforward. The magic began when technical innovation met storytelling passion, specifically when a young, enthusiastic animator named John Lasseter joined the team after being dismissed from Disney for pushing computer animation too aggressively. While technical demonstrations impressed industry insiders, John transformed them by infusing character and emotion into digital creations. Even with technical limitations, his short films captivated audiences by proving that storytelling transcends technical perfection. This marriage of art and technology became Pixar's defining strength. The company's path took a decisive turn when Steve Jobs, recently ousted from Apple, purchased what would become Pixar for $5 million, a risky investment in an unproven field. Despite his reputation for being difficult, Steve saw potential where others didn't. His demanding nature pushed the team toward excellence, while his strategic vision helped navigate treacherous business landscapes. This unlikely partnership between technologists, artists, and a tech industry maverick would ultimately revolutionize not just animation, but how creative organizations function. At Pixar's core is the Brain Trust, a group of experienced directors and storytellers who provide honest feedback on works in progress. Unlike traditional review committees, they have no authority to mandate changes. Their influence stems from wisdom and experience rather than hierarchy. The system thrives on candor, speaking honestly without fear of repercussion. When reviewing early footage of The Incredibles, the Brain Trust noted a flat family dinner scene. Instead of prescribing solutions, they identified the problem, enabling Brad Bird to develop his own successful fix. The Brain treats all films as ugly babies, rough, unformed ideas needing protection and nurturing. This safe space allows directors to take risks and experiment freely, acknowledging that creativity involves wrong turns and unexpected discoveries. Consider your creative projects. Do you seek honest feedback early enough to make meaningful changes? The Brain Trust shows us that candor isn't cruelty. It's an act of respect that says, "I believe in your vision enough to help you make it better." At Pixar, failure isn't something to avoid. It's an essential part of the creative process and a valuable opportunity for growth. This perspective challenges traditional environments where failure is stigmatized. Andrew Stanton, director of Finding Nemo and WALL-E, champions the philosophy to fail early, fail fast, fail often. During Finding Nemo's development, he went through numerous story iterations before discovering the emotional core that would resonate with audiences. Each failed version revealed crucial insights about the story's needs. The real threat isn't failure, but fear of failure, which can paralyze innovation. Leaders must model this by treating their own missteps as learning opportunities, creating an environment where risk-taking is safe. Toy Story 2 exemplifies this approach. When the direct-to-video sequel faced serious story problems, Pixar's leadership chose to completely rework the film despite financial and schedule pressures. This difficult decision led to a film that many consider equal to the original. creative organizations must balance producing reliable output, feeding the beast, while nurturing fragile new ideas, protecting the ugly baby. The beast represents production schedules, market expectations, and financial pressures, while ugly babies are undeveloped ideas that initially seem unappealing. When Pixar developed Up, the concept of an old man floating away in a balloon house seemed bizarre, yet it became one of their most beloved films. Pixar manages this tension through two key strategies. They embrace different constituencies, advocating for different priorities, seeing these competing perspectives as valuable checks and balances. They also create protected spaces for new ideas to develop, such as their shorts program and internship program funded through corporate overhead, allowing experimentation without immediate production pressures. Creating a vibrant creative culture means fostering an environment where people feel empowered to do their best work. Several approaches have proven effective in sustaining creativity. Dailies are sessions where animators share works in progress with peers. These meetings create a rhythm of continuous feedback that normalizes sharing incomplete work. Though initially daunting, dailies become liberating as artists see how early feedback improves final results. Criticism focuses strictly on the work, not the person. Research trips immerse teams in the worlds they're depicting. Before Ratatouille, teams visited Parisian restaurants to observe chefs firsthand. For Finding Nemo, they learned scuba diving to understand underwater movement. These experiences provide authentic details and prevent recycled storytelling. Setting appropriate boundaries enhances creativity. When Disney Animation struggled under excessive oversight, removing layers of control and establishing clear parameters within which teams had autonomy led to a creative renaissance. The right constraints channel energy productively. Short films serve as laboratories for experimentation, allowing teams to test new techniques without feature film pressures. These projects develop talent, build cross-departmental relationships, and maintain the playfulness essential to creativity. When Disney acquired Pixar in 2005, the challenge was twofold: preserve Pixar's creative culture while revitalizing Disney Animation. Rather than imposing Pixar's methods wholesale, they focused on adaptable principles that would help Disney rediscover its own creative voice. Trust developed gradually. Early story trust meetings at Disney revealed hesitation, with participants reluctant to give honest criticism. Only after consistent proof that candid feedback was valued did a culture of openness emerge. The transformation of American Dog into Bolt demonstrated how this approach could salvage troubled productions. The work of maintaining a creative culture is ongoing. As Pixar faced new challenges, they responded with initiatives like Notes Day, a company-wide event where employees identified problems and proposed solutions together rather than waiting for top-down directives. This approach stems from core principles: trust over fear, people over ideas, communication over efficiency, and community over individuality. These must be continuously reinforced through actions, not just words. Remember that creativity thrives in community. Build environments where ideas flow freely. Feedback is constructive. Failure teaches, and the creative process is embraced openly. Excellence emerges not from isolated genius, but from persistent collaboration, transforming possibilities into reality, one step at a time.